Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. I'm Jim Galante. I'm with Greg Pickle. This past week was the NFL draft. Finally, it was some football talk for us, some news. It was great, even if it was just a draft from everybody's home offices, but it gave us something to watch and talk about. So I am going to talk to our buddy Greg about the Penn State players that came out. But I also wanted, Greg, you and I are both Eagle fans. And we actually texted back and forth during the draft. I wanted to get your reaction for our listeners when the Eagles drafted Jalen Hurts, quarterback from Oklahoma, in the second round. What was your reaction to that?
Yeah, pretty much shock. So I had my head down. You know, I was working on Etor getting drafted. I was working on KJ Hamler getting drafted. I was talking to Bob Flounders about those two things and sort of just kind of putting the pieces together from the Penn State angle, of course, which is, you know, what we're all so in tune to. And all of a sudden, I just saw my phone just start lighting up with text messages and phone calls. And frankly, I didn't know what happened. I didn't know if one of the Penn State guys had gone off the board earlier than expected. I didn't know if Etor or KJ had said or tweeted something that people were surprised by. I wasn't sure what was up. And I figured, well, I'll take the TV off of mute for a second just to see if I can catch any clues about why, you know, there's such this frantic activity. And I hear just, you know, I took it off mute just in time to hear the pick announced that the Eagles took Jalen Hurts. And at first I had to rewind it, just make sure it wasn't a joke. And certainly it was not a joke. You know, obviously I think Howie Roseman, the GM of the Eagles, is a guy who believes he's the smartest man in the room. And, you know, that's fine and that's well and everything. But, you know, at some point, Jim, it comes a point in time where you would just assume that, you would just assume that they would draft for needs and not for, you know, future wishes or to try to be creative with the playbook. But I don't know. I guess I'll say this. You can only hope that Howie Roseman, Doug Peterson, and the owner, Jeffrey Lurie, have a plan in mind, that they all signed off on it, and that they think this is going to be something to help the Eagles take the next step. Because if not, it makes even less sense than it already does. And I mean, as everyone's heard on every talk show and media outlet in the world, it already makes pretty little sense as is.
All right, real quick, bigger surprise, Green Bay drafting a quarterback in the first round or Eagles picking a quarterback in the second round?
I would say it's the Eagles for sure. You know, the Packers always seem to do some weird stuff, and we know how it worked out with Rodgers waiting behind Favre. So I can understand that one a little bit more, I guess. You know, you can rationalize that slightly. I'm just not sure how you rationalize drafting Jalen Hurts in the second round. Even though the Eagles have tried to do it, little of what they've said has really made sense.
I find it real ironic. Everyone says Aaron Rodgers should be ticked off about it when he was in the exact opposite position a few years back or several years back. All right, let's get to the Penn State guys. Let's start at the top of the board with the guys who were actually drafted. Let's go at the top two, Etor Gross-Matos to the Panthers, KJ Hamler to the Broncos. Do you see them as good fits with where they ended up?
I do. You know, starting with Etor Gross-Matos, obviously we know Matt Rhule knows a lot about defense. He talked recruiting Etor Gross-Matos when he was Temple. Obviously, Matt has the same kind of defensive pedigree that Etor does as a former Penn State player, even though they, of course, played in very different times, different positions, different coaches, philosophies, you know what, you name it. But I think there's something that any Penn State defensive player of any era has when playing in a Penn State defense and kind of the things that are expected of you on and off the field as a member of that unit. And so I think that that fit is really nice. And I think Carolina obviously wanted to improve its edge rushing abilities and what it can do there. And I think they're probably pleased to see Etor fall into their lap in the second round. You know, you look at what he was projected to where he was projected to go, rather, previously. And there were a lot of people that thought, you know, maybe he is a back end of the first round guy, but the draft kind of was turned on its head a little bit, you know, with the Oklahoma receiver Lamb falling to Dallas. You know, a lot of things between picks 14 and I guess you could say 31 didn't really go as planned, and that opened up some opportunities for teams to take guys that they probably didn't dream would be on the board when it was their turn to pick. So, you know, you put all those things together, and I think Etor fell a little bit, but the spot still works for him and it works for Carolina. So, you know, I think both sides should be happy with that. Then when you look at KJ, you know, obviously he'll get to reunite with Deshaun Hamilton out there. The Broncos continue to try and find options and weapons for Drew Love. So that's clearly a good sign. And, you know, right now, that offense looks like it could use a guy who can go, has some speed, can make teams, can hurt teams and make teams pay if they can't cover him in the slot. And he also obviously has the skills of the return man. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of questions, I'm sure, in the Denver press about whether or not the whole drop issue that plagued his 2019 season is something that really needs to be watched for and really needs to be worried about. But ultimately, you know, I think John Elway trusts what he's able to do and trusts the kind of skills that he's been able to showcase, Jim. And, you know, again, that offense needs a guy that can do what KJ Hamler can do. So I think that's a good fit for him for sure.
You know, one of the things that I saw as a common thread with both the landing spot for Gross Matos and for KJ Hamler was Matos, a defensive player, was drafted by a defensive-minded coach who picked all defensive players. Obviously, that was the emphasis there. KJ Hamler, he was picked by Denver Broncos, John Elway, the head guy there. Obviously, he was looking for offensive weapons, and the fact that he went wide receiver with his first pick, Jerry Jeudy, who I think is tremendous, and KJ Hamler, that means there's an emphasis there. I think that bodes well for both those players, that they fit what was the emphasis from the whole team. You know, that's what they wanted in the draft. Let's move on, Greg. The other three players that were picked from Penn State were John Reed in the fourth round by the Houston Texans, Cam Brown in round six by the Giants, and Robert Windsor in round six by the Colts. Any surprises with any of those players by the team they were chosen by or the round they were chosen? Anything stick out to you with those three?
You know, not really. I mean, obviously when you look at, those guys, I think the most interesting thing to me, Jim, I was a part of a prediction contest with the guys over at Lions 2-4, trying to guess when each Penn State guy would go and where. I lost that contest, by the way. So my run of losing, challenges continues. But anyway, you look at those predictions and the 7-round mock drafts that were out there, and it was pretty clear that there was no real consensus on where those guys would go and when they would go. So I think John Reed being the first one off the board was probably, you know, as expected. You know, it was very much expected as a 4th-round guy. He really got a lot of buzz in the week leading up to the draft. I'm not sure what changed or what clicked, but I remember reading Mel Kiper's comments about him. But then it seemed like the time I turned a TV on or loaded up a NFL draft related webpage, there were people talking about John Reed as one of the most interesting possible picks on day three. So for him to go to Houston, you know, we finally get to check the box of Bill O'Brien drafting a former, you know, a Penn State player, which is a nice plus. It felt like there were numerous chances for that to happen in the past. It never did. And he talked about remembering recruiting John Reed. And, you know, Bill O'Brien likes smart, responsible football players who are reliable. And I think John Reed checks all three of those boxes as well as anybody. We heard corners coach Terry Smith talk about how he felt that, he felt like that John Reed was one of the better corners in the draft when it came to a number of different things, including, you know, being able to flip his hips and his feet and everything else. So I think Bill O'Brien has a pick here that he thinks can be used in sub packages or just as a corner, whatever they see fit. But, you know, for a day three guy, we know that not all of them will make it on the roster. We know that not all of them will play significant amount of snaps in the NFL, but I think you'd be unwise to bet against John Reed being able to really find a role for himself, not just with the Texans, but in the NFL for the long term.
Very good. I'll tell you what, let's look at, I think there was a lot of interesting players that went as undrafted free agents, Steven Gonzalez, Nick Bowers, Garrett Taylor, Blake Gilligan, Jan Johnson, Dan Chisnut. Which of those sticks out to you as a guy who has a very good chance of sticking with a team?
Yeah, so let me just say real quick that I think the others, and don't get me wrong, I think Cam Brown obviously has a good situation and he will be fine with the New York Giants. Another Penn State to Penn State connection there in New York. And Rob Windsor with the Colts, I think he has a chance to stick too. But when you look at those undrafted free agent signings, Jim, is it a little bit ridiculous for me to say that I think Blake Gillikin has the best shot to stick of any of those guys?
Not at all. I think he's an NFL punter.
I do too, and I think the consistency is the biggest challenge that he had, right? I mean, there were times when he, he looked like the best punter in America. I mean, you can think back to some of the amazing punts that he had that really set Penn State in position to get the defense on the field, get a quick three and out, and completely flip field position. I mean, there were times when he looked like, there was not going to be a better kicker or punter, rather, in the country. And then there were times, of course, where the consistency just really lacked for whatever reason. And so if he can get that issue figured out and become, the big-time punter that we've seen from him all the time, I don't see any reason why he can't stick in the NFL. I mean, again, the talent is clearly there. It's just a matter of consistently producing it and consistently doing it and making it so that, maybe one out of every 20 kicks is a bad one, not one out of every 10. So you put those things together. Jim, I don't know if we can go any further without questioning why the Saints wanted Tommy Stevens. That one was probably the biggest eyebrow raiser to me of all.
Yeah, I did want to get to that. And then they added Jameis Winston to the mix also. So how crowded is their quarterback room?
I think they had to rent a second hotel room at whatever place that they're going to, hold their meetings once they're allowed to again. Yeah, I don't know what exactly they're doing down there. Obviously, the Taysom Hill thing is how a lot of people tried to explain away the Eagles' Jalen Hurts pick. But if you have Taysom Hill, why do you need Tommy Stevens? And if you have Drew Brees, why do you need Jameis Winston? So, yeah, I don't – Jim, I have no good explanation for what exactly they are doing down there. But maybe they see it as a chance to get a very good backup in place behind a guy
Greg, maybe they want to become a quarterback factory.
Yeah. Thanks, Jim. You ruined my day. That quote, of course, coming from the fine Eagles brass. We'll see. It's interesting for sure. I obviously, trust Sean Payton. He's a very good coach, has been for a long time. And again, maybe we will see this trend start, Jim, of teams not trusting their quarterback to stay healthy. It's a league where guys don't take as hard of hits anymore, but they still get hurt a lot. And if you can get a Pro Bowl caliber, the guy you think is a Pro Bowl caliber backup in place, maybe that's what you want to do now.
Yeah, that does seem to be the case. Real quick, I think Dan Chisna has a chance to stick as a special team guy, and I kind of like Nick Bowers' chance also at tight end. What do you think, real quick?
Absolutely. I think Nick Bowers is a guy who can be in the league, maybe not be a huge stat producer, Jim, but be in the league as a run blocker for a very, very long time.
All right, that's it for quarter number three. Stick around. Quarter number four is Ask Greg.
So what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma or the crisp, clean finish that all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Everyone knows AAA gives you peace of mind when you're out on the road. But did you know you get other perks as well? Besides providing reliable roadside service for over 100 years, AAA also provides great discounts on entertainment, prescriptions, rental cars, hotels, insurance, and so much more. Take advantage of everything AAA has to offer. Purchase, renew, or upgrade your membership today at AAA.com.
This is Jim Galante with the Keystone Sports Network. We know there are a lot more important things going on than whether there are any sports. But we'd like to give you a little break from everything else happening in our world with some Penn State football talk. College football will come back. In the meantime, we hope you enjoy the Keystone Kickoff Show. Find all our shows at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the app Keystone Sports. Stay safe, and thanks for listening.